welcome to episode 21 of the Noisecast, a show about technology, gadgets, industry gossip, and more, where I, Stephen Callis, try to have a philosophical and sophisticated conversation with our guests, and my guests decide to derail it every chance they get. On tonight's show, we have Gonzo Ryder.
I am winning.
Kaiser Maghead.
I'm by winning. I beat that shit.
Devlar Menace.
I am sophisticated.
And veto number 9.
Tacos.
Okay.
Tacos rule.
If you don't like not tacos, Tuesday. There's something wrong with you. And it doesn't matter what fucking day it is.
It's not true. Taco Tuesday. You can't eat tacos. It's a law.
No. It means you have to eat tacos on Taco Tuesday, but you can eat them anytime you want.
Exactly.
Well, thanks for that clarification.
You are quite welcome. In your eye.
We had a lot of interesting news come up this week. First and foremost, the iPad 2 was revealed / unleashed on the world. The hype machine had been cranking out tidbits of information for months now. Now we finally see it. It's thinner. It's lighter. Same battery life. It's got a front-facing and rear camera. And mostly it's a bunch of... It's got a dual-core A5 processor. Some beefier specs a little bit. Screen resolution is the same. And it's got some better software capabilities, including the GarageBand, iMovie Suite, things like, and the iPhoto, things like that. Thoughts on the iPad 2? Is this going to be another buy winner, try winner, whatever winning section are in right now?
It's going to be like, the way I see the iPad 2 is like the second generation of the iPhone. It's like an incremental upgrade. You're not going to see anything really big to get excited about until the third one. When the third one comes out, that's when they're going to have the higher resolution screen, the boost in the RAM, and that'll actually be something to look forward to. The second one, they had the fancy little magnet case, and when when your fancy tech gets upstaged by some cloth and polyethylene covering, there's a problem.
Yeah, well, I mean, I remember when we were throwing around predictions for this last iPad, I mean, for this iPad release, I mean... I called it basically. It's more of the same. You know, they got the obvious stuff out of the way. I mean, the bigger things are pretty much still non-existent because, you know, they probably couldn't provide like a really high resolution display, though the Zoom has it, for the same price. This is my assumption. But I mean, yeah, I agree. It's gonna probably get a much better, like more significant upgrade from the 2 to the 3, which seems to be Apple's modus operandi. Or you say that shit.
Oh yeah, look at the first iPhone was revolutionary, and then there was a tiny little upgrade for the second one, and then the third one was the iPhone 3G. It had the 3G connectivity. It was faster. It was prettier. They put in the body change. Then the 3GS, they basically took the 3G, made it faster, and that's it. And then the iPhone 4, they completely redesigned it again, put the high-resolution screen, put in more RAM, faster processor. So that's what I'm expecting from the third one. And it still irritates me that the fucking iPad 2 is priced better than the Android tablets. It also irritates me that fucking Motorola is the only one that's made a good one, because Motorola will in fact fuck it right in the ass when they blur it, and they're gonna blur it.
I don't know about them blurring it this time. I mean, they could. I mean, they've blurred everything else, but the Atrix has blur, doesn't it?
Yes, all Motorola phones have blur.
Yeah,
they'll say, oh no, there's no Motorola blur on there, and then as soon as people get a hold of it and start looking into it, there's that Moto blur bullshit all over it. And that's the thing that I hate the most about my Droid, is that it's great hardware bogged down by shitty software. And right now, even though the Zoom, or the X-Zoom, or however the fuck they want you to pronounce it, right now, even though it's got really good software. That's because it's the stock Android 3.0, the 100% Google experience. Just give it a few more months, and they've already said that they can and they will, and that's when I think it'll go straight down the shitter.
Well, we're going to talk about Android in a minute regarding the Android software, but I was reading an article today about the iPad 2 camera. We don't know the exact specs, the megapixel resolution on it, but according to the Apple website, the back camera has video recording, 720p HD up to 32 frames per second, and still camera with 5x digital resolution. Now, the article, actually it's a blog post by this guy named Jack, so you could have count that as official. This article says that...
Jack said it.
Yeah, well, Jack says, this is the very first time we've seen a mobile device where the camera sensor has a lower resolution than the device display. And what it means is the LCD display on the iPad 2 has a 1024x768 resolution. And the camera itself, the back camera, considering how Apple likes to crop their images so they fit the 4x3 standard photographs, you're looking at a resolution for the camera pictures to be 960x720. And the big question was, why would Apple sort of downgrade the camera, worsen the resolution of the display, when pretty much camera megapixel sensors, it would cost them like a few extra pennies just to upgrade to something even better?
No, I'm curious if instead of going the megapixel route, if they actually put a decent sensor in there. I know the lens and all that is not going to make great pictures, but there's a huge difference. I mean, even from smartphone to smartphone, if you're going from camera to camera on the back, you can tell which ones have a good sensor in them because they actually do the right, you know, contrast look good, low light looks all right, stuff like that. I wonder if they just put a nicer camera in there and don't really care about the resolution.
Could possibly be. Then again, we don't know the exact specs yet until probably iFixit tears down the iPad 2 when they get their hands on it.
Concerns me is how many people are actually worried about that camera. I mean, the front-facing camera I could understand if you wanted to do video chat with your iPad, but who's going to be taking pictures with that fucking monster?
I'm going to get one. That's a question I want to know.
And mount it to a tripod mount on my desk.
Die over there.
Yeah, sorry about that. Mount on my dashboard in my car, so I can see where I'm going.
You know, I've seen some actual iPad in dash configurations. That thing's fucking big for a dashboard, man. It looks ugly because it's so big. It totally distorts.
No. It's augmented reality, man. That's what it's all about.
I don't really get why it needs a camera, because if you have an iPad, probably you have an iPhone, which also takes pictures. Are you ever in need of a camera?
Well, who
nowadays?
Ever thought that a phone would take pictures?
Oh, fuck you.
But see, I see what Gonzo's saying, and that's exactly where I'm coming from. Why is the back camera even necessary? The front-facing camera, I understand, I get it. That would be better for using the iChat or whatever the fuck they call it. But the back camera, it's just, why not give you a better front-facing camera with a webcam and just forego the back camera altogether?
Because
superfluous.
I think this is Apple's sort of segue into wooing enterprise users, businesses. For example, taking inventory, where you could just do your shit on your iPad and then just snap a photo of a barcode or whatnot while you're doing it to update your inventory. I think that's one of the reasons.
Yeah, but that seems kind of like a cheap throw-in. Like,
well, does Apple's
they're
actually
selling it to consumers? They're not selling it to enterprises at this point.
Yeah, but
so I was going to ask.
You, right now, the tablet market, you cannot differentiate between enterprise and consumers. It's you're taking the BlackBerry way out, and it's suicide. You have to market to both.
Eh, I guess. But and I still think it's stupid.
And above that, because other people are starting to do it.
It's still awkward. It's going to be awkward as hell to scan things with the iPad. I mean, say it's like you're scanning merchandise. What if it's heavy? What if the box is on the ground? What if you got a...
I bet if it ran Windows Phone 7, you'd be all over that shit.
No.
Backface and camera, it needs it. Of course it does.
No, a tablet. You're going to get more pictures of my nuts than you are of anything else. And it's going to all be on accident.
Oh, yeah, sure. Accident.
No, the ones I sent you are not going to be on accident, but the ones that are taken and stored.
I mean, but don't they already have a good system in place for doing inventory? It's called a barcode scanner.
It's called RFID. Great. Everything's going RFID right now anyway.
Exactly.
Well, and you know what's funny? The barcode scanners run off like the old Windows Mobile.
I knew you were going to throw in some sort of Windows Mobile reference. You fanboy.
You gotta be a fanboy or something. Just don't be a fanboy.
Facts make you a fanboy. Remember it.
Yep.
I still can't get over the fact that Steve Jobs like lies in their keynotes, like bends the truth.
Well, everybody does that.
Yeah, I know.
No. No.
In the Apple iPad keynote, they're like, it's the first dual core tablet to ship in volume. And I'm like, well, the Dell Street 7 had a dual core chip, and it's been shipping since January.
Yeah, but they also distorted they took the earlier translation of the Samsung exec's quote about the iPad. What was it, the distribution channel or their method?
I believe it to be small.
Yeah,
that's not what he said.
Or he actually the actual translation was believe it to be smooth instead of small. I don't know. Everybody distorts it in business, so it's part of the game. You're never going to find honest businessmen.
I don't approve that game. That's why
there's
I'm not
a difference
in business.
Between stating the facts that benefit you and then flat out lying. Yes, everybody will state the facts as they benefit that particular company.
They
nobody's
don't flat
gonna
out
tell
lie,
you.
They don't flat out lie. They didn't flat out lie, but it's all in the phrasing.
They're not a dual-core tablet to ship in volume.
Well, here's the thing. When you will go to Apple and say, that's not true, we'll say, you know what? We consider volume to be...
It hasn't even shipped yet. It hasn't shipped yet, so they are lying.
Exactly.
Well, when is the Zoom ship? The Zoom has already shipped, hasn't it?
Yeah.
I could have bought one today if I wanted to make about $800 on one.
And if you wanted to put up with the Verizon people.
That too.
Well, I'll quit playing the bad guy and defending Apple.
Oh, wait. The 90% of the market share. 90% of the tablet market share? That's fucking blatant lie right there. There's no. That's not
possible.
Tablet
market share?
The 90% of the tablet market share. No.
How is that not possible?
Because the tablets that
have shipped... competing tablets.
What do you mean, name the other big competing tablets? You know them.
The iPad.
I don't have to name them.
Name
the Galaxy
Tab. That's it.
The Galaxy
Samsung,
Tab has
Samsung
already
sold 2 million
enough.
Tablets in the last quarter, and Apple sold 4.8 million in three quarters. Fair.
They would have to. I forget the numbers. I'll have to find the article.
They
but
would, they
somebody
I'm
actually
looking
went
at the article
and did the
right
math.
Now, and they would have to sell in order to have 90%. They would have to sell 3.2 million. More to reach 90% in the 2010 tablet market share against Samsung alone in triple the amount of time.
But in the mathematics of this aside, at this point, does it really matter when the tablet market is not really all that mature yet? I mean, the iPad has had a long run largely by itself, and these other tablets have only recently been pumping out of the woodwork. So, you know, we're 90% of the market because, you know, we were the only ones making one for a while. So, big deal.
That's the thing. Even though they were the only ones making it, they still don't have 90% of the market share. He just said, we have 90% of the market share. And he didn't expect the people in the audience to question that.
They have over 90% of the market share of tablets made by Apple being sold.
Yes, that is a true statement.
All right. Good check, guys. Good check. I still believe him.
Well, you know, you can wear a turtleneck if you want to, but that doesn't make it fashionable.
You know what? I was actually watching late last night when I got home. They had
James watching
Bond.
What Not to Wear on TLC?
No. they had a James Bond marathon on at TNT. And I don't, which one was it? Like Tomorrow Never Dies or The World Is Not Enough? The one with the Serbian guy. But the guy, the bad guy in that movie with the glasses, looks exactly like Steve Jobs. He wears the black. He wears a turtleneck. He has the glasses. Even the hairstyle is exactly like Steve Jobs. You guys remember what I'm talking about?
Meaning falling out due to cancer treatment?
Probably.
Oh, bazinga.
It was with Pierce Brosnan. I don't remember if you guys know which one I'm talking about.
No, because half the movies have Serbian guys in them. And Pierce Brosnan did 8 of them. So there's probably 4 movies that you're talking about.
I think it was the one with...
Was it the newspaper guy? It was. It was Tomorrow Never Dies.
It was a newspaper guy. What was his name?
I don't know, but it was Tomorrow Never Dies.
Was it? Okay.
Wasn't it?
No.
Shit about James Bond movies, so...
How do you not know shit about James Bond movies?
No, yes, it's a media mogul's plan to induce war between China and the UK in order to obtain exclusive global media coverage. And he does look like Steve Jobs.
Yes, there we go, that guy.
I don't know his name, but it's in there.
Right, so there I still go. Don't give a shit.
Okay. Now, we did say we're going to get back to Android, and we are. And Android suffered another snafu earlier this week when malware hit Android devices within apps and sort of started stealing users' information and sending them to servers in California, which were then the information was taken by people in all over the world, but including credit card information, things like that. And Google then took down those apps the instant they found out from the App Store, but they didn't stop there. They actually removed remotely all the apps from all phones that were affected worldwide.
Kind of scary.
Google, the Droid Dream malware was involved in 50 applications on the app market.
Yeah. Now, Google still owns your Droid phone, even though you bought it.
Well, it's no different from Apple. Apple has the same control over the iPhone. They just choose not to exercise it. It's the same thing.
I think the bigger question, though, is open software, open mobile software versus closed. The Apple Marketplace versus the Android Marketplace, and how much control is involved, and is Apple's method the better method because of this?
Here's the thing. If you're fucking dumb enough to be downloading shit off of a third-party website, you see the permissions that pop up on the screen before you try to install it, and you still click OK, you deserve whatever the fuck you're getting.
Yep.
I think we can all agree on that.
I mean, every time you try to install something on an Android device, it tells you exactly what permissions that application has. It tells you what it needs. If you're downloading a wallpaper application, there's no need there's no need for the fucking thing to have Wi-Fi access. It doesn't have to have complete control over your phone. Motherfucker, it's just a bunch of pictures. What do you need that shit for? Why do you need to know if I'm in a phone call or not? No.
Well,
deleted.
Apparently the malware it was more prominent outside the United States, and it used premium text messaging features, and it would send a text message out that charges your phone, and that's how the people would rake in money.
Well, people should know what they're installing. Don't just go installing things willy-nilly, because that's how you fuck shit up.
We're basically back to the Apple versus Mac versus PC argument. Mac stuff doesn't get viruses because people don't program for the virus or don't program for the Macs. If you're downloading stuff and you're not paying attention, you're going to get viruses on your PC. You can get them on the Mac too if you're looking in seedy places.
Now, is it right for Google to, after a security breach like this, is it right for Google to go and remotely wipe the applications from your device, even though it is for a safety precaution?
I think so.
I think it's nice for them to do, frankly. Yeah.
Well, because unless that app had any super secret information that you didn't have saved anywhere else, and if it's just a text messaging app, probably didn't, then there's no harm done. You're losing some of your fancy SMS features. Now, if right. it's like one of those, the near field NFC pay apps, and you know, and it's got your credit card information in it and all that stuff, and that's then you're a real idiot for giving some random app your information. But then maybe not. I don't know.
That's a great argument, maybe, but maybe not.
I mean, if it's just like little free apps that you got and it's just sucking information from you, yeah, they can go in and get rid of that shit, because you're probably not, and you probably don't know if you're just some random person running around downloading, ooh, this looks fancy.
Yeah, but if it's you're not secretly paying
leaking money
you're...
from you, and I don't know about it, I'd rather someone take it away.
Yep. If you're not paying attention to what you're installing, you're probably not paying attention to what your phone's downloading for you. So, yeah, go ahead, fucking nuke that shit. You're saving your users from themselves, and you're saving your own ass, because they're not going to blame their own stupidity. They're going to be like, well, why does Android do this? They're not going to say, well, why am I a fucking idiot for downloading it?
Okay.
That's God damn it, Vito. Awkward silence drink.
That's Vito with the last word. And
oh, he had the best last word, so...
Fortunately, Vito, for some reason, he's quieted down a bit, like, loudness-wise, so that's good.
Because he's got a bottle down his throat because he's chugging.
that's a bottle?
So that's what you kids call bottles these days.
Android developers are in higher demand than iOS developers. Shocker? Yes? No?
No, not really.
No.
I mean, I think there's a lot more phones, cool. You know, and now that the Zoom is out, and so there'll be people going to, like, you know, Honeycomb to develop apps.
No, for two reasons. No? What Kaiser said. Well, I'm saying no, it's not a surprise. I'm not disagreeing with you. It's number one, because everybody that wanted to develop for iOS already has their shit. They're already up ins, so to speak. Android is growing really fast. They just came out with their first big tablet, so they need people for that. And they're blowing up. And people weren't really paying that much attention before, but now, I mean, they're kind of being forced to. So they need the developers. iOS already has them. People are already making their cheese on the iOS storefronts. So, yeah.
The thing about iOS is that it's Apple took the shotgun approach with developers, and it's like, you know, here is your power to develop, and go, my children, develop. And now you have so many apps being put into the App Store that even for a small-time developer that doesn't have a name like Gameloft or whatnot, it's your odds of being recognized, or your app even being recognized or downloaded or actually turning a profit are not that great on the Apple App Store as opposed to the Google one, where it is a smaller community, therefore giving upstart developers and small-time developers a bigger chance to get noticed.
Who made Gun Bros? Does anybody remember?
Which one?
Who made
Gun Bros?
Gun Bros.
Not familiar with that hunk of shit.
Oh, never mind. It's glue. Gun Bros is actually kind of
glue, Vito.
Glue, the developer, GLU, motherfucker.
Oh, I thought you were blaming it on the glue.
Awkward silence.
No, I think I just veto counting to 10. The whole serenity now thing.
Yeah, serenity now, insanity later.
Okay. PlayStation news real quick.
Oh, God.
Yes, Sony Sony got a judge to grant them the right to gather all information from GeoHot's website and server and YouTube and everything else he published.
And Twitter,
yeah. From everything else he promoted the PS3 jailbreak, a judge has given Sony permission to gather all information, not only information pertaining to GeoHot, but to all visitors as well, including IP addresses, what each IP address did, and so on and so forth from ISPs. So if you jailbroke your PS3 and you happen to do it off of GeoHot's site or any of GeoHot's properties, your stuff is now being dissected by Sony.
Sony would be a cunt. Like, really.
This is like, this reminds me of the Rootkit deal with the CDs. Like, what the hell is the point of this?
Money.
It doesn't as in they don't, as in didn't want sense. Money? Because, I mean, I guess, like, you know, some people who are really, like, they can't do without it are going to buy their shit anyway, but I don't know. This actually makes me think twice about buying a PS3.
I think it's bad PR for them because their argument says, oh, it'll allow piracy of games. And I was like, is piracy on the PS3 that rampant?
Not here, overseas. It's a huge problem.
But still, though, even here, the like, for example, jailbreaking an iPhone or rooting an Android is not illegal. Mm-hmm. How is that different from jailbreaking your
because
PS3?
What he did, he basically allowed people to go in with downloaded versions of games and bypass the validation software.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what jailbreaking does. Yeah.
All I have
that's
to say
is the act of jailbreaking isn't illegal. It's just what he allowed to happen. So if Apple really wanted to get pissed off and go chase down everyone who pirated an app out of the App Store with a jailbroken phone, that's true, but they can't get the people who just jailbroke the phone. Which is why Sony needs to stop being a cunt. Because they need to chase down the right people and stop picking on GeoHot.
Well, Sony also needs to get its shit together and prioritize things because this really didn't get much news. We wrote about it on the Noisecast. A couple weeks ago, this site called PS3 Crunch, they got in touch by a anonymous but well-known hacker, according to them, who decided to tackle the PS3 issue head-on and see what the hell is going on the PlayStation Network. And it turns out that the PlayStation Network, which currently hosts, according to Sony, over 69 million user accounts, it is probably one of the most unsecure networks out there, even less secure than what Gawker was using during their breach. And they're saying it uses simple SSL, HTTPS, to transfer information over the PlayStation Network. Stuff like credit card information, and I'm talking full credit card information, the number, security code, expiration date, name, all that stuff just goes over unencrypted to the PlayStation Network in HTTPS. And this hacker was able to download and unencrypt 100% of the packets and the functions that go to Sony from the PlayStation Network, really, really simply. And this also includes, I believe they were saying, not only sensitive information, but Sony also gathers information on your TV, on your any USB devices that you connect to your PlayStation 3, which granted is not that shocking because most things like that do want to gather information about their users. But what they don't go on telling is they also gather information about your wireless network. It is your wireless key, your wireless network password, your Wi-Fi strength, what router is you're connected to, so on and so forth. So Sony gathers all this information on pretty much a really shitty unencrypted channel that is, according to the hacker, you're able to get that even if you're a script kiddie nowadays.
that's to me what PlayStation should be fucking worried about, not fucking some 21-year-old GeoHot who published a key to let you install Linux and things like that on your fucking PS3.
Which was
I'd be more concerned about users finding out about this shit, getting pissed off and being like, hey.
Now, you know what the attorney is going to do? They're going to sue the guy that figured all this out. They're going to find him and sue him.
Well, that's why he said something. He wanted to remain anonymous, because he said, I want to be anonymous because I know Sony will come after me if I give
him. Oh, no, I totally agree with that. I mean, if someone calls Sony out on that and it gets seen and other people start doing it, then Sony is, you know, in hot water. The PS3 isn't that hot of a gaming system that it can't just be dropped off the face of this earth, I think. The PlayStation Network, I think, is crap, personally. I prefer the Xbox Gaming Network.
Yeah, it is. Compared to Xbox Live, it's shit. The PlayStation does have some really good games, though. Like, the Uncharted series is really good. Little Big Planet is awesome if you played that. But you're right. It could disappear, and there'd be, you know, maybe three people that cried about it. Everybody else would be like, fuck it, I'll go play my Xbox now.
And PS2.
Or that, Sony itself, I think, is in hot water because they're just being cunts about everything. Oh, hey, there's a problem here. We're going to sue your ass for pointing it out.
They're too old school, in my opinion. They're not, you know, they try to be cool with the fake VP of games, whatever the douchebag's name is on the commercials.
Kevin Butler.
Yeah, sure. The guy that retweeted GeoHot's
thing on it. That was really funny. That was pretty funny. Talking about how they're going to sue anyone that publishes the code and they're fucking doing it themselves.
Yeah, their PR firm did it. But they, I mean, you look at places like Google, you know, even Microsoft. Now, Microsoft talked to, you know, one of their major devs for Windows P7 actually tweeted at GeoHot and said, hey, if you're interested for developing for Windows, we'll give you a free phone and a dev account. And they're adapting. They're not just sitting there and stonewalling everything. They're starting to be a little more mobile in their strategy, whereas Sony just is like Great Wall of China. We're just going to stand here until eventually, you know, we're going to rot down to nothing and be useless, but we're still going to be this giant useless thing. Hey, I have something for our Ustream people. Write a filter that censors out that tone. Since you're all nerds.
Yeah, solve your own problem, nerds. Adapt. Adapt to the dynamic.
I don't know if you guys knew this, but the word nerd was first used by Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss is awesome.
Dr. Seuss hated kids.
He didn't,
you know what?
He broke...
So do I. So he speaks to me.
Yeah. Let's see, where is it? Oh, yeah. If I Ran the Zoo in 1950 was the first written appearance of the word nerd.
Interesting. I did not know that.
You learned something new today.
I did.
If you followed my Twitter feed, you probably have already known that.
I do, and I did.
I do follow your Twitter feed, and I didn't know that.
Yeah.
If you really followed it.
If I masturbated every single tweet you did, I probably would know it.
You would probably be very sore and walk funny.
That's how you're supposed to do it, right?
Fantastic.
Okay, are you ready to tackle something a little bit more serious? Should we dare attempt something serious?
Are we going
to
start again? Because
I'm talking my QVC voice.
Yeah, I'm starting. So, okay, I'll put the topic out. If we want to talk about it, we'll do it. Otherwise, we'll shy away because we're little pussies like that.
Is this about Agrippa's
donkey
thing
show.
With the donkey show?
No, that's totally appropriate.
Okay.
But there's nothing inappropriate about that. What I'm actually talking about is the article about sexting and children nowadays. And the big issue has been there's this case where a 14-year-old girl was quote-unquote coerced. Pretty much this guy that she liked in her freshman year in high school told her that he wouldn't be her friend if she didn't masturbate on video for him and send him the video. So after a few times of asking her, she finally caved in and shot a video clip on her phone and sent it to the boy. And then obviously we know where this goes. The video ended up on the internet and the girl's life was ruined. And now it's going to court. And the big question is does this violate any of the child pornography laws? Because both of them were involved. And well, should children be, because there's no federal law regarding minors. There's only a law regarding, you know, if I'm 25 and doing it, that's.
One of the things I want to point out is that she had just moved to this school because of social issues coming from anorexia at her old school. So she was already a nervous wreck, most likely, to begin with. And I think they should punish him to the fullest extent of the adult law. Because it doesn't matter. If it's a 14-year-old girl that publishes it, pictures of a 14-year-old boy's penis, punish her. Also, as a parent, just go in with pliers and pull the camera out of your kid's cell phone.
Well, I'm not saying I disagree with you. The questions being asked legally are, did the girl, it was saying to the girl, I'm not going to be your friend. Is that considered coercion? First of all, she was the one that shot the video. She actually did the act herself, shot the video, and sent it to the boy willingly. She didn't necessarily was forced to do that, except for whether or not that was coercion or not.
Well, he uploaded it.
I mean, he should be punished. I just don't think it falls under child pornography. It seems more like a sexual harassment, maybe something in that line. But you can't charge the kid with child pornography because they're both children.
Well, this is why I think that you should be able to beat your kids.
Someone needs a good ass whooping. She's wrong for sending it because he wouldn't be her friend. Look, if I was fucking worried about me doing things, people were like, I'm not going to be your friend anymore, I wouldn't have any fucking friends.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not 5 years old anymore. I don't give a shit. Don't be my friend. I don't give a fuck. But you kind of had to expect. I mean, I don't know how it's going to ruin her life. She had to expect that it was going to get put on the internet.
No, she was assured that it was going to be. He promised her that it would be completely private.
Yeah, and according to the article, fucking matters.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. She's still of the age where naivety is considered okay.
Exactly. At 14 years old, I could go buy an iPod, run it over with a car, and then return it and get my money back. To be honest with you, that's the full extent of being a minor. So
I mean, I don't. The dude should definitely face some recourse and some serious punishment. But, you know, we live in the 21st century, and kids should know, someone should teach them that, hey, nothing's fucking safe. Anything can go on the internet. So always keep that in the back of your mind.
Considering the video was sent over what is considered the internet anyway, yeah.
I mean, I feel bad for this girl, but she should have. I don't care how young you are. Don't be naive about dumb shit.
Yeah,
you're growing up in an age where everything is online. Everyone has an online identity. You gotta know this shit.
Modern children are clearly not paranoid enough.
Yeah.
No, because you can't scare the shit out of a child anymore.
Yes, you can. Back then, you say the communists were coming, the kids used to be afraid. Nowadays, no one cares.
You just change communism to my lawn. Something relevant for today.
Pedal bear? What? What's relevant?
Pedal bear's coming. There we go.
I mean, look, I grew up in the age of the burgeoning internet. Internet was just coming in, and I fucking know this shit.
Well,
so why can't she?
You still need to be able to beat your kids. You need to be able to beat the living shit out of your kids for doing something like this.
And it's funny that the parents of the boy are actually defending him.
Of course they are. Because they're fucking pussies and they don't want to beat the shit out of him like they know they should.
That kid doesn't need to be defended. What he did was wrong. Don't do that shit. Treat a girl who you get to, you know, show some action. Don't ruin that shit. Don't show your buddies.
Because you're going to ruin it for everybody else later. Because they were going to be like, oh, because
she's
going
to be scarred for life.
She actually had to transfer schools again to finish off the rest of her high school career because, according to school psychologists and therapists or whatnot, that was her only way of avoiding the labeling and the abuse and the bullying she got afterwards.
Oh yeah, you're not gonna live down something like that. That's just not gonna happen. Not high school kids. Fuck no.
It's bad, and I don't know. I kind of feel people should be like me and just have a really tough shell and be like, fuck off, or I'll kill you. But I don't know.
Well, this case is currently just got the okay to be tried in court. The judge ruled that the child pornography laws and stuff like that, they don't specifically state that it is for adults. They say people, therefore they apply to everyone. And again, it boils down to whether or not she was a victim or a perpetrator. And over the next few months, there's a good chance that federal law will come out of this case regarding...
As it should. I don't buy the whole kiddie porn angle, but... You know, this definitely needs to go to trial, and something needs to come out of it good.
If this kid is found guilty of child pornography, I sincerely hope he gets the fucking book thrown at him. I want him to end up in some fucking seedy prison cell with a big black dude named Bubba raping him every fucking night.
I don't know about all of that.
Yes.
But,
how is that? No, you just made child pornography in your mind thinking about that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
You almost said yes again,
even
too.
Even worse.
This kid is fucked up, but the girl needs to know it's okay to say no if someone's not going to be your friend, and I hope someone tells her that.
Yeah.
Because that's the lesson she needs to know. Oh, I won't be your friend anymore. Okay, I'll find someone else.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's not a good enough excuse for me. Is, oh, I did it because I didn't want to lose a friend.
No, no. Okay, this is one thing I'm going to teach my kids. No friend will ever demand something of you for your friendship.
You heard that. Exactly. Now she doesn't have friends, and everybody's seen her naughty bits.
Yeah.
Well, if any of you need, well, if she, this girl, needs her self-esteem boosted, there's Facebook.
There is Facebook.
Which, fuck yeah, Facebook.
Indeed. Gonzo wrote the article on this on the Noisecast. A study at Cornell showed that people who had a quote-unquote well-groomed Facebook profile, so not just your shitty drunk pics, but an actually presentable Facebook profile, it actually boosts their self-esteem, and it brings out the admirable qualities in them.
And, it's kind of a silly research project, but it makes sense that if you only show things that are good in your life and you look at them, you're like, man, I'm awesome.
That and seeing all the people that like your input.
Yeah, you make comments,
wow,
people
I'm
like
awesome
them.
And people like me.
Yeah, everybody thinks I'm funny. People keep poking me, Mandy.
Well,
I don't get poked. What's the deal with this?
On the opposite end of the spectrum, if you're looking to lower your self-esteem on Facebook, Angry Birds will be coming to Facebook later this year. It's breaking away from the mobile world and hitting consoles pretty soon. It'll be on Xbox and PlayStation soon. And it will hit Facebook with a new social version of Angry Birds available. What the release date is, we don't know, but Rovio, the company that makes Angry Birds, said they want to be Disney 2.0, and that is right now to expand. We're looking at Angry Birds TV shows, spin-offs, musicals,
what?
God knows what else like that.
I hope it doesn't turn into an Angry Birds theme park.
Oh, God.
Wouldn't that be the
That would be
worst?
Awesome. You put your kid, you wrap your kid in like a giant red bird and you throw him at shit.
Yeah, but you know what? It's addictive. And I, as much as I hate on a lot of the shit that Facebook has, you know, like stupid mafia wars and Farmville and all that other shit, I admit, I would play Angry Birds, and I would try to get other people to play with me on there, like, you know, to like compare scores and whatnot, because I already do that on my iPhone. So,
well, they say that the social version, the Facebook version, will actually give pigs a bigger role and feature them somehow. So I'm guessing maybe there might be a versus play with your friends. One of your friends is a bird, the other one's the pig, and you compete with each other.
So, that'd be pretty cool.
So that's all we know about it so far.
God damn it, I'm already thinking about playing this. I've avoided Facebook games up until this point, and now they got the Angry Birds.
Yeah. Fuck. Like, they got us finally. They found something, a carrot big enough to attract the detractors.
Oh, shit.
If you live in Hong Kong...
I mean, it's a way to go.
If you live in Hong Kong, I don't know if any of you live in Hong Kong, but if you do, you might be able to, you will have access to 1,000 megabits per second internet speeds for the lovely price of $26 a month.
Holy
what?
Shit.
What?
Yep. Time to move to Hong Kong.
Time to move to Hong Kong. That's right. They are unrolling it. I think they already unrolled it, or they're unrolling it soon, this Hong Kong company. And it completely dwarfs anything we have here. I think the fastest we have is Verizon or Comcast Fios, which is about 50 to 100 megs per second. And that's running anywhere between $100 to $150 a month. $26 a month for 1,000.
Every service I've ever used is shit.
I pay $90 a month for 35, and it's kind of awesome. I'm not going to lie, but I would very much like to pay a whole lot less for a whole lot more. Who wouldn't?
Well, Google is experimenting with it hasn't really been talked about much lately, but the whole Google was running some test markets to run its gigabit internet speeds in some some
didn't
towns.
They have like a contest, like
why should your town be the place we test in, stuff like that. So they're trying to bring gigabit download speeds, but right now we ain't even close at that price.
No, no way. I mean, part of it has to do with Hong Kong. It's one city, and we have to do the whole country.
Yeah, that's
so
one thing.
So logistically, it's not really possible to get the price.
I'm
that
not
low.
A big fan of comparing. The far, you know, the really, really, really dense countries like Japan and Hong Kong and areas like that to why doesn't America have this? I said areas.
No, it's why I said it's a city.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We should send Kevlar to Hong Kong. That way the beeping will be gone and a gigabit connection.
No, you know what? The problem is that you guys talk too loud and it goes over the max and it just puts a beep in. So maybe if everyone took on the QVC voice, we'd all be a lot better.
I understand
next up
now.
On the noise cast.
Sounds like everybody's touching voice. Themselves.
I've been doing that the whole time.
I'm doing it right now.
Charlie
Awkward
Sheen.
Silence.
Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen.
He
Who
is
cares
winning?
About Charlie Sheen anyway?
He is winning. Nope. He has tiger's blood, and he's unemployed.
He's on a drug called
Charlie
Sheen.
Sheen is the coolest motherfucker on the planet.
He's the same character in every goddamn thing.
I don't give a shit what his character movie.
Doesn't matter.
He's a cool
Charlie
motherfucker.
Sheen's awesome.
Ah, he's a hack. Let him die.
What?
You're
what
a hack.
Kind of cool motherfucker shows up to a CNN interview like 5 minutes before it starts, throws a cigarette on the floor, and is like, "Let's do this, bitch." That's cool.
Or it's bipolar.
Or he was high as hell.
By winning.
Yeah, he was high on a drug called Charlie Sheen.
Can't be by winning without try winning.
And he has two hot blondes who just live with him and do whatever he wants. That guy's fucking cool.
That guy's fucking
I don't agree with
them.
Everything he does, but he's fucking cool.
Yeah, well, you just wish you had the money to pay two hot blondes to do anything you wanted.
And you backpedaled on your whole argument about the kids and sexting thing.
I don't give a shit.
But you know what Charlie Sheen really needs, though? He needs this awesome
Jesus
new...
Shrimp Channel.
He doesn't need Jesus. He needs this awesome new Nintendo mod called the NES Breathalyzer. Where, I don't know where the hell, Gonzo, you found this, but apparently this is an actual breathalyzer that hooks up to your Nintendo, and there's like a game programmed, and it tells you your blood alcohol level, whether you're sober,
through cute animal puns.
Yes, sober, tipsy, getting there, and wasted.
There's one that's buzzed and it shows a picture of a bee.
I like how they say that they found a breathalyzer, just a random breathalyzer sitting around device.
We bought it at like a parts store for like an Adreno or something.
And as listener Vector Parcel just said, just like when we were kids, we have to blow into our NES again. Exactly.
Come full circle. Except now.
I mean, it's a great party
now to fix ourselves.
Get all your friends drunk and let's blow into the NES.
You could fill that last word in with about anything.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
Yeah, but does yours keep high scores? I think that's clever.
I think no, but my rap sheet does.
Bazinga.
Bazinga.
So, the Motion Picture Association of America had a record profit year in 2010 amidst all this terrible piracy that pirated movies on the internet are killing the movie industry and they're losing money left and right. They somehow managed to rake in big dollars for 2010.
You want to know why? 3D fucking movies.
Yeah.
$10, $15 a ticket.
No, that's
$10 is for a normal movie.
Yeah, yeah, dude, I had to pay $15. No, it was $21 to go and see Tron 3D. And the only reason I saw it in 3D is because I didn't have a fucking choice.
Two tickets, probably. Because I paid.
Nope, that was one ticket for the. It was IMAX 3D.
Oh.
You go by yourself to the movies? Okay. Don't have any friends?
No, I paid for my ticket. There was like five of us there. Fuck you, Texas.
Yeah, and here, the price of IMAX 3D is the price of a DVD. Like, it's $20 now.
Yeah, last night when I went to see King's Speech, it was $21 for two tickets.
Was that in 3D?
No, it wasn't regular.
I hope that's not in 3D. A bunch of people talking in 3D.
Who doesn't want to see Jeffrey Rush in 3D and the microphone in 3D?
You know what? There was a preview for the Mel Gibson movie in the show last night. The one with he's running around with a beaver sock puppet.
That movie is. I don't know.
They actually tried to make that the preview sound very sad. Like this guy actually has a problem. You know, he's social awkwardness, and he has a beaver.
I don't think Mel Gibson knew they were filming when they got all that footage. I think they just followed him around, and then they're like, hey, we'll pay you like $3 million just to say okay to this.
But does anyone else get reminded of Mr. Woodchuck from Full House?
Oh, God.
Somebody saw Rudy? I mean, that's exactly... I mean, I look at this, and I was like, it's freaking Mr. Woodchuck, but in beaver form.
I'm going to try that next. I'm going to go with a beaver sock puppet in the movie theater and see if I could only get by... with one ticket, or if they'll charge me two for the beaver.
I think we're gonna have a problem, guys.
What's a problem?
There's the Ustream is suggesting that every time Vito says fuck, we drink.
Oh God.
Yeah. Get ready.
I'll take on that challenge.
Hey, I can go along with that.
I'm an alcoholic. I can get by.
I have glorious about this. So fuck that.
What's glorious about the team speak is that I can mute Vito anytime.
It's fucked up.
Hey, but
every time I see this on the topic list, I'm going to say this. NASA's Glory satellite failed. I just keep reading that as NASA's Glory Hole satellite.
Me too.
I'm glad I wasn't alone.
Yeah, I was looking at that and I'm like, ugh.
Glory holes.
Well, okay, I came up with two jokes. I came up with, like, NASA's Glory Hole satellite, and then I was thinking, like, Glorious Russia sort of thing. Glorious. Oh, it's a stupid name either way.
But yeah, 420 some
five,
odd
or, yeah,
yeah, some million odd million dollars exploded when I guess the boosters didn't fire properly to get into orbit.
I think the clamshell didn't open properly.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
And
yes.
The whole thing pretty much just got dicked up from there and crashed. I was actually awake and watched the launch, and then I was also playing Xbox at the same time, and the next game started. So I saw the initial launch, and then came back to it, and they weren't very happy about it.
I'm actually relieved that it happened on this thing and not on the
shuttle. Well, it's a different rocket. It's a different rocket. That's the thing. They tested it six times, and or nine times, and I think six times it's worked. So they're at a 66% pass.
Didn't the same rocket also get weren't they supposed to launch it, I think, last year, but it had the same exact problem?
Not entirely sure.
Because I think this rocket had the same problem last year. Yeah, the satellite beeped up, according to our Ustream users. We got to figure that out.
Yeah, I've been trying to figure it out. I can't find it.
But on the brighter side of space news, scientists claim to have found alien bacteria in meteorites. Again.
That's bacteria. Been retracted.
Retracted.
Today it was discovered that, nope, false alarm. Again, sorry.
Oh.
Yep. Next topic.
Do you have saying that because you hate bacteria news or what?
I hate bacterias and aliens, especially meteorites. No, I'm serious. There have been several people have posted it. I'll see if I can find it, but there've been a lot of people on my Twitter feed that, like, a couple hours after they posted, hey, there's alien bacteria, like, right after that they said, oh no, wait, never mind, sorry. A couple of people were like, never mind, just go back to watching Charlie Sheen.
That's cool. We just got a 30-second story about your Twitter feed.
Fuck you.
Drink.
Yeah. I totally lost my train of thought. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
E-books. Turns out that HarperCollins, one of the big book publishers in the world, or actually in the United States, is now charging libraries for ebooks usage fees, so a license pretty much. So I believe at public libraries you could check out an ebook, distribute it up to 26 times, and then the library has to fork over cash for an entirely new version of the ebook in an attempt to battle the dwindling popularity of libraries, apparently.
Are you saying libraries or libraries? Because one is where you put books and one is where you store horses.
Silly Greek people.
Yeah. I gotta go to the library, pick us up some movies.
Well, there's your library news for the day.
I haven't been to a library in years, but I appreciate the news.
You're welcome. So all we got left is WTF news.
Oh, my favorite.
Love that.
We're actually right on schedule. Well, actually, unless we'll do the house from Up, the movie Up. National Geographic decided to create a model of the whole floating scene, a real live full size model, and it actually worked. They had a whole bunch, it was like 300 8-foot balloons, weather balloons.
Yeah, the weather balloons. And of course, the house was what, like 16 foot by 16 foot or something like that?
Yeah, it was hollow. It wasn't actually a house.
Yeah, it was shaped like a house.
Just a frame.
But that would have been cool to see that.
No, there's pictures of it. You'll see on the topic list, and National Geographic will be airing it on some series they're doing in the fall.
Yeah, how hard can it be? And we'll start this fall.
So, okay, now it's WTF news time.
Yay!
Apparently, a shitload of Mazdas are being recalled because of spider webs inside of them. Mazda discovered that... Okay, this is the most bizarre chain reaction I've ever read. I mean, it's ridiculous, but... From what happened was that the spider is actually... can weave a web inside the car and some portion of the car in the evaporative canister vent line. And what that will end up doing is will end up blocking the line, causing a restriction, which then causes a blockage that causes fuel tanks to leak,
okay, which results in explosions. Basically, okay. What they do is they make the webs get flushed in the lines get backed up, and the pressure creates leaks. And since that leak in the line, then the whole thing has to do with fuel, it's not a good thing.
It got boom.
Yeah.
All right, so that was WTF news about Mazda. Spiders causing your car to blow up.
Yeah.
Goddamn spiders.
Yeah, but it's still kind of weird because they're only recalling models from 2009 and 2010. Did it take that long for people to figure out, hey, there's spiders living in my car?
Well, spiders can get in any car, and if you actually read the article, they say it's only happened in about 20 known instances. But the salesman, the spokesperson does say that maybe spiders, this particular type of spider, just likes to go zoom zoom.
not funny.
I don't know, what the hell else are you going to say about it? Like, you make cars that spiders love? It's not like spiders are communists or terrorists.
No, you know that.
Like, you can't be like, Osama bin Laden drives a Mazda 6. No. Some
eight-legged creature lives in the... How do you know those spiders weren't sent
by Al-Qaeda? Oh, fuck.
Little spider training camps.
Oh, boy. That would be a sight to see.
What, spider training camps?
Yes. Did you guys ever see... Do you guys remember the old Joe cartoon on the internet?
Hell yeah, Joe cartoon was the shit.
Where he had Superfly?
Yes!
Yeah. And Superfly was like doing all these karate moves and shit.
Oh, Superfly! One of the cartoons.
Superfly, I'm a bonsai your ass!
Oh, if you keep reading the article, it says that dealers are going to inspect the vent tubes in the recalled vehicles, and if they find spider webs, they are going to remove them.
Gee, I sure hope so.
And then they will get a spring inserted in the pipe, keep the spiders out. I don't know how a spring works. Oh. So
just put a springs. How do they work?
Just put a bladed fan. Hope that it chops anything up.
Or you just have a little button that cocks a spring back and you just spider.
Or you click compress air, just fire the spider out.
Do it for America. Okay.
The arachnids win.
I got it. Arachnids.
That's not what I said. Cool.
Way to make your own joke out of nothing.
Get it? I reckon.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On to the next one.
Okay. Mr. and Miss Potato Head have gone on a diet. Hasbro revealed new versions of the classic Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head, now called Active Adventures Mr. Potato Head.
What the fuck?
Fucking stupid.
I can't listen to the story and not laugh.
He is now slimmer. He's been toned down, and now he actually wears pants.
So does he not look like a potato, or does he look like a cucumber now?
Yeah, what is
no,
he?
No, he looks like a fucking skinny potato. Instead of looking like kind of skinny on top and then round on
bulbous.
The bottom.
Instead of being a pear potato, he's just a dildo shaped potato.
So he looks like a fucking yam.
Mr. Potato Mr. Yam.
Mr. Yuka Mr. Head.
Yeah, it looks like more like Mr. Sweet Potato.
But have we come to this point that...
I think Mr. Sweet Potato is the male potato head with a purse and the lipstick lips.
I want to know why they needed to decide, hey, we need to make a slimmer Mr. Potato Head, because all the children that play with Mr. Potato Head grow up to be fat fucks.
You know why? Because they wanted to win the starring role in the U.S. Potato Board's Healthy Mr. Potato Head campaign.
Oh, fuck my life.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if they were Venezuelan.
And they had a pageant.
And they had a pageant, a Mr. Potato,
Potato Head pageant. That would be the best ever.
I like Vector Parzola, dude. Just make a Mr. French Fry if you want to be skinny.
There you go. Oh, God. What other childhood toys?
Well, see, now that he's thin and cut and everything, he can truly live up to the Hasbro brand.
He's got to come with some new fist pump hands.
Yeah. Backwards hat, sideways hat, no bent bill hat. Wife beaters.
Gigantic sunglasses.
Comes with
spray. He's already orange, so.
Yeah.
Blowout hairdo.
Did they take away the mustache because, like, mustaches are out now?
Dude, mustaches are very in.
Like
very hipster to have a mustache.
Well, he needs
I don't see how in and hipster are the same thing. That's where I'm confused.
Yeah, does he have shutter glasses? Does he have shutter glasses?
I hope so.
Then I wouldn't feel bad about putting him in the oven and baking him.
Oven? You're not supposed to put him in the oven. You're supposed to stick his ass full of firecrackers.
How do you eat potatoes?
Are you talking about Mr. Potato Head or are you talking about an actual potato?
I'm kind of trying to tie him together.
Look,
you're supposed to open up his ass flap and just fill it full of sour cream and butter. Just stuff it in there, man. Just fist him.
Move it along.
Gotta be the low fat, though. Gotta go with the low fat sour cream.
Okay. If any of our listeners are planning on getting married anytime soon,
hint, Mary Mac.
And they need a last-minute wedding dress, the place to go is Costco.
What?
Costco is now experimenting on selling wedding dresses, and they're actually setting up little sections of the store to be little changing rooms and stuff, and they will have wedding dress experts there available for you.
Okay. They already sell caskets. They've gotten one of the reasons you wear a tux. Why don't they just sell tuxes?
Because nobody buys a tux. Everybody just rents them.
Market cornered on that.
Well, no. Tuxes aren't that expensive to buy, honestly. Even the ones you rent for like $50, it costs like $120 to buy that exact one.
Well,
if you ever look into it.
But how often are you going to wear a tux, though?
I don't know. Every time I go to McDonald's, just because I can. What the hell do you care?
Hold on, we can't go in yet. I got to fix my cummerbuzzle.
You know what?
I don't wear cummerbunds with tuxes because I can't wear a bow tie. Because I... No.
Maybe you should.
You probably will be wearing tuxes to McDonald's soon. Not soon, maybe within 10 years, because McDonald's is rebranding itself as upscale. If you haven't noticed.
The
cafe.
Well,
I don't wear tuxes to Starbucks. I don't wear tuxes to any restaurant. So they're gonna have to like start charging $500 a burger to get that
and serve steak. Well,
the one by where I live, they actually tore it down about 6 months ago and erected a new one. And I went in it and they erected it. I went in and you had classical music playing, and they had all these, it was all, you know, nice and sort of modern, and they had flat screen TVs everywhere.
Was this in Greece or was this in America?
Here, and this was here. Classical
like
music,
bar.
It was all sort of upscale, redone, and there were flat screen TVs that were broadcasting CNN or MSNBC, whichever one they were feeling to broadcast.
I would have gone with C-SPAN myself.
Yeah. So, I felt really awkward eating a Big Mac with classical music and CNN in front of me at McDonald's.
You know, they need, because they need you're not cultured. Moon Man playing the piano. That would make it classy.
There was a violinist in the mall today. I was a little taken aback.
They randomly throw, like, pianos and mini orchestras and stuff like that in the malls. But I don't think I can eat something that's dripping with grease and some lady's fingernails to classical music. I just don't think that's going to work.
Fingernails in your french fries?
It's sophisticated.
Sort of assumed that I will. So if I don't, I'm not upset. I'm actually kind of happy. But then if I get it, I'm not, you know, I'm like, oh, I was expecting this, so.
Well, if the Noisecast starts having board meetings at McDonald's, it's not because we're high class. It's because we can't afford anything else.
No, it's because we're acting in the same city. If we ever all get together in the same city, we're probably, I don't know, going to go camping and drink cheap beer.
We're going to get arrested. That's what's going to happen.
No, that's why we got to go camping, because you got to go far out away from everything.
You just want to get us away from civilization.
And drunk, yes.
You're going to get us drunk, and God knows
what
you're going to do.
That's a horror movie start. Fuck that. Let's okay. All go out into the woods with the crazy Texan.
Hey, Vito,
fuck you.
Would you stop giving away our plan? You talked about this with me. Thank you.
Oh, shit.
And last up on the topic list tonight, and last up on WTF news, is that $238,000 was stolen off of an airplane via the toilet.
What? I love the picture they put with that article.
Well, apparently this...
Looking down the toilet and it's all brown inside.
It was about an hour or a 40-minute flight, and the it was in the Caribbean, and I guess they were transferring money, a bunch of cash from one place to another. So this one guy and his fellow passenger, whatever, the guy started complaining of stomach problems, that he was feeling queasy at the beginning of the flight. And then pretty much went and locked himself in the bathroom for the rest of the flight. Nobody found that suspicious at all. So he removed the paneling by the airplane toilet, burrowed his way down to the cargo hold, stole the cash, came out of the toilet, and then when he requested that an ambulance be meet him at the landing point, so that way he could avoid all security checkpoints. And so they brought an ambulance, and when the ambulance arrived, when they finally landed, he said, "Oh, I'm feeling better," and just walked away without going through any security checkpoints with the $238,000.
Where did he keep all this money? Did he, like, stuff it up his ass?
Well, the thing is, he didn't get searched at all, so, I mean, if you got a guy who's basically spent the entire flight in a restroom... And it comes out, and you're like, do you really want to search this guy? No, he's still acting like he's sick. It's a sure sign of weak security, but I don't think I'd go over there and ask to touch him or be anywhere near him.
He might explode.
Not
all of them's going to explode, just the important parts.
When I first read the article title, I thought he actually, like, found a way to squeeze through the toilet into the cargo hold.
Like, he just, like, reached his arm through the hole and was, like, reaching around. There's got to be money down here somewhere. I saw it in a movie once.
Well, it says the headline title is "Passenger crawls into airliner's cargo hold through the bathroom and steals $238,000." So I thought,
yeah, through the bathroom, not through the toilet.
Well, there's not that much in an airline bathroom. It's just a toilet and a sink.
There's walls.
And
there's
walls.
A floor.
Yeah, but that's the first thing that comes to mind. The first hole I
Steven just has this fantasy
access...
about slipping through a toilet hole.
Yeah. The first point of access is the toilet.
Ever since the first time he rode on a plane, he's always wanted to know where the poo goes.
I've never actually those airline toilets still terrify me. The whole flushing and suctioning sound. I have to, like, throw down the toilet seat with my foot. I don't want to touch it, and then stand, like, as far close to the opposite wall as I can when I hit the flush button. It sounds like it's gonna suck me in.
Like you're in space.
It's just scary, man.
Open the airlocks.
On that high note, what a way to end this episode. I want to thank everybody for tuning in and for joining us tonight on episode 21 of the Noisecast. Feel free to follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/thenoisecast. Well, without the twitter.com/noisecast. And you can also read our articles on our new website, thenoisecast.com, where we're trying to make something out of it. Hopefully it'll become something and big. We'll make a lot of money.
It's already something.
Money.
Money. This is for the money, not for the passion.
You capitalist swine.
On tonight's episode, we have the pleasure of having Gonzo Ryder.
I'm running on tiger blood, bitches.
Kaiser Mechhead.
Good to be here.
Always a pleasure. Kevlar Menace.
My Mr. Potato Head is full of cream cheese.
Okay, that has to...
You can just cut that if you want.
No,
I don't really care.
No, we're going to keep... We have to...
Veto number
I almost
nine.
Keep myself laughing over
fuck,
that
fuck,
one.
Fuck, 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 fuck. Finish your drinks.
Did I mention in the beginning of this podcast that our hosts will find some way to derail the conversation? Didn't that happen like four times?
We tried our best. I think we succeeded.
Yeah. Tune in next time, same place, whether it's live or in your feeds. This was the Noisecast.
Noisecast. What is light? Where is laughter? I'm confused and the sky is getting heavy tonight. We'll never know. You never know tonight. We'll never know. You never know. And what is music? Where is happiness? Result. Please don't let it rain tonight. We'll never know. You never know. I'm over and 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 over. that's what you came for. You came for. Loud, annoying heart attacks. This data is what you can't relax. Coming off the blood is seeping through to my lungs because of you. What is light? Where is laughter? I'm confused and the sky is getting heavy tonight. We'll never know. You never know tonight, we'll never know. You never know, and what is music? Where is happiness? Result.